Activist Radio is on the air. You've tuned into the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal. Mark is training a new generation of leaders to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Well, good morning, everybody. Coming to you live here from the Created Equal Studios, Mark Harrington, your radio activist and voice of resistance. And folks, we're coming to you live here, and we're going to be talking about the Cecile Richards resignation from Planned Parenthood. And we're also going to go on location to a Planned Parenthood facility here nearby today on the program. So folks, stick with us. We're going to talk about Cecile Richards' resignation. We're also going to be talking about this so-called spike in quote-unquote clinic violence, what they call clinic violence. Pro boards this time of year come out with this study or survey that says that clinic violence at abortion clinics is increasing. It's every year they do this. So we're going to be talking about that, kind of preemptively deal with that one, because within the next couple of weeks, the abortion cartel will be coming out with information, basically once again saying that the pro-life movement is violent. And so we're going to deal with that a little bit today. But first of all, I want to talk about the resignation of Cecile Richards, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. I found this out, as everyone else did, from the news that was broken by BuzzFeed and then confirmed by NBC News late Tuesday night. So I'm about a day late on this, but I wanted to take some time to kind of evaluate all that's going on with this resignation of Cecile Richards. First of all, keep in mind, she's been in that position since 2006. So this is an 11-year tenure that she's been at the helm of Planned Parenthood. And as we know, in the last couple of years, because of the videos that were released by the Center for Medical Progress, Planned Parenthood has come under attack, come under scrutiny for the sale of baby body parts. And Cecile Richards basically was at the helm of Planned Parenthood during that time. And, you know, from my point of view, even though she's awful and heads up the biggest baby killing organization in the world, she, from their perspective, did a good job. They survived. They still have a $500 million worth of federal funding coming in. So she guided them through those troubled waters. Now, obviously, it's not over. In fact, let me just a second here. I want to find some statistics on Planned Parenthood under her tenure in the last 6 years, just to give you an idea of what Planned Parenthood is really about. Just in the last 6 years, since 2006, all right. Under Cecile Richards' tenure at Planned Parenthood, cancer screenings, which they all talk about, oh, all the things they do for women, healthcare for women, cancer screenings fell by 67%. Breast exams fell by 60%. Pap smear tests fell by 74%. And of course, abortions increased by 21%. Planned Parenthood is about abortion. They are big abortion. In fact, they're closing facilities around the country under Cecile Richards' tenure, and they're opening these mega death centers. So that's what she has been able to do for them. They have basically, become the abortion go-to organization in America, and for that matter, the world. So when we look at her resignation, don't get me wrong, it's a good thing that she's gone. And I want to make a couple of observations before we go to Gabe Vance, who's on the ground at a Planned Parenthood facility here nearby. But the first observation when this happened for me was that elections have consequences, right? if it weren't for Donald Trump getting elected to the presidency of the United States, we wouldn't have Jeff Sessions at the helm of the Department of Justice. And if we didn't have Jeff Sessions at the helm of the Department of Justice, we would not have Planned Parenthood under investigation right now. And I dare say that Cecile Richards would not be resigning if it weren't for the fact that Donald Trump was elected president. Now, this is not just a coincidence. The fact that she is resigning has much to do with the fact that Planned Parenthood is now under investigation by the Department of Justice. Now, of course, they're not going to say that. They're not going to come out and say, oh, you know, it's because we got the storm is brewing and she needs to get out of Dodge. I mean, they're not going to say that. But absolutely, positively, in my mind, the two go together. The fact that they are being investigated by the Department of Justice for this baby body parts selling, and the fact that Cecile Richards is resigning. Those two things are not just a coincidence. She was the face of big abortion. She is the face of abortion in America. So removing her at the helm of Planned Parenthood is a big deal. Now, we all know that Planned Parenthood is going to survive this. They're going to put someone else in there. We understand that. We get it. And that person will continue the child killing agenda of Planned Parenthood. No question about it. But Cecile Richards is going to be hard to replace for them. I can tell you that. Someone who weathered the storm in the last 2 years and got them to where they are. You know, it's going to be hard to find. And the other thing is that, you know, she's not going away. She's making it clear that according to Planned Parenthood, she, quote, plans to discuss 2018 and the next steps for Planned Parenthood's future at an upcoming board meeting. That's according to the NBC News. Now, that means that she's still going to be involved at some level of Planned Parenthood. She may even still hold a position there. I don't know. My guess is eventually she's going to run for office just like her mom did when she was the governor of Texas. So she's not done, and we're not done with her, but we at least can be, we're pleased that she has stepped down. This is a victory for the pro-life movement, and it's a victory for those who supported Donald Trump. I mean, there's no other way of saying it. This man is just single-handedly is affecting the abortion equation without even the help of the Congress. The fact that he has put in Jeff Sessions means that Planned Parenthood is being investigated, and who knows what's going on there. Cecile Richards may end up behind bars, folks. She clearly could be guilty of major crimes when it comes to this whole Planned Parenthood, the selling and trafficking, harvesting of baby body parts. She could clearly be in serious legal trouble and end up in prison for all we know. And maybe the lawyers at Planned Parenthood are smart enough to say, you know, it's time for you to leave, because they're right now under investigation. They know, at least at some level, they know what the Department of Justice knows. And the Department of Justice might have uncovered things about Planned Parenthood and specifically Cecile Richards' involvement in the baby parts scandal that means that she needs to leave. There may be a cover-up going on that she's involved in. Who knows? But they probably want to get her out of there so they can say to the Department of Justice, listen, we got rid of her. She was a bad actor. We've cleaned up our act. Don't be so hard on us. Who knows? But I think the two things obviously go together. So we hope eventually she does end up in prison. That's where she belongs. She belongs there not just because she oversaw Planned Parenthood in the baby Barts scandal. She belongs in jail just because she leads the biggest organization that kills babies in America. So she belongs there, folks. And maybe that's why she's leaving now. So what we want to do is we want to go to Gabe Vance. Gabe is our external affairs director and reporter on the ground, and he is at the Planned Parenthood here in Columbus, Ohio. Gabe, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Mark. I'm here.
Okay, so, hey, Gabe, you heard my warm-up there. I want to ask you a question. Have you seen Cecile today?
Mark, I've been looking for Cecile around Planned Parenthood, but no, I have not seen her around here today.
Oh, really? So she's not coming to work today then?
I guess not.
Oh,
not
okay.
today.
Well, I know she lives and works in New York City, but I thought maybe she would be coming there. So for all we can tell, she is not coming to work at this Planned Parenthood anyway, right?
No sightings. Not here.
No sightings.
Well, no sightings today.
That's good news. Well, it's good to see that our pro-abort harasser is there, Michelle Davis. Glad to see that.
Michelle's right here. Good morning,
she's
Michelle.
She's there. Cecile's not, but she is. That's good to know that she's there and taking video of us, taking video of her. I mean, she's...
Yes.
I mean, it's just, it's comical, actually. So I wanted to ask you, so Cecile's not there. What are you guys doing this morning?
Yeah, so today, Mark, our team is out here, sidewalk counseling at this Planned Parenthood. Once a week, at least every Friday, we sidewalk counsel outside of Planned Parenthood and the only other abortion facility in Central Ohio, Founders Abortion Clinic. Each week, these clinics do over 50 abortions, and it's about 12 a day. So we're here.
Speak up.
We're here today to sidewalk counsel, to reach the women and men and couples going into abortion facilities, to give them different resources and options, to let them know that no matter what circumstances they're in, it's never necessary to take the life of their son or daughter. And we can help them while they're pregnant and after their baby is born to make sure that they have all the resources they need to provide for themselves and their child. So we're out here trying to offer help to them today.
Well, I can see that there are a number of folks there. Apparently, the cars are filling up the parking lot. Our people
are
there, folks, counseling in spite of our friendly pro-abort harasser there, Michelle Davis. She's probably loving this. But anyway, let me ask you this. There are so-called clinic escorts there, clinic escorts. One of them is wearing red, white, and blue. That's the homosexual flag colors. Why would a homosexual care about abortion? Do you have any insights on that?
No, exactly, Mark. You can't really see them right now because Michelle is standing behind me narrating her own live video. But behind Michelle, you might have seen them previously, are the two escorts here. Yeah, and they're wearing rainbow vests. They started wearing those vests on Pride Month of 2017, and they just continued that ever since. But I have no idea because somebody coming here to this Planned Parenthood for an abortion would not be someone living a gay lifestyle because they would not be pregnant.
One of their arguments...
They're trying to combine two issues together. They're here to support abortion, but then while they're walking abortion-minded women into the facility and escorting them inside, they're also trying to support gay rights and gay marriage as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting that they often say, well, to me and others, they'll say, well, you're a man. How would you know what an abortion's like? You're
exactly.
never going to get pregnant. Well, the same is true with a homosexual. They're never going to get pregnant either. I guess they shouldn't have a say on abortion either, just like apparently men shouldn't. But somehow that's, you know, they don't stay very consistent in their position. The other thing is, of course, is the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Homosexual activists link arms with pro-abortion activists because their common enemy is God and Christ and pro-life activists and Christians generally. So they align themselves with all those who hate God and hate the babies and anyone who represents Jesus Christ in the public square. So that's why they do it. Plus, it's about sexual freedom, right? It's about having sex with who you want, when you want, without any kind of limits whatsoever. That's what they're for. And so that's why they align with these women and that go inside the abortion mill. Okay, so you still haven't seen Cecile yet, right? She hasn't shown up?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, good to know. The reports then must be true that Cecile Richards has resigned at Planned Parenthood. Okay, let me move on. I want to talk about, and stay with us if you would, Gabe. I want to talk about this report that'll be coming out soon by the National Clinic Violence Survey. This is an organization or a survey that's done by the so-called feminist majority, another pro-abortion group. I call them the feminist minority, really, because these feminists believe that you can't be a woman unless you believe in killing your baby. Somehow that's what feminism means to these people. But the feminist majority in the National Abortion Federation come together every year about this time, and they produce a survey on so-called national clinic violence. Clinic violence. Now, when I hear that and I say national clinic violence, oh, they're going to report on all the babies that have been killed inside the clinic. I'd like to know about that. But no, that's not what it's about. They aren't going to report about the real clinic violence that happens inside the clinic every single day. And that's happening today inside Planned Parenthood. The real clinic violence is the fact that they're killing children. That's what this clinic violence survey should be about, not about the so-called peaceful pro-lifers that are outside abortion mills across the country. You see the picture up there. That's the real clinic violence that's happening. But every single year around this time, early February, the National Abortion Federation and the Feminist Majority come together for this National Clinic Violence Survey. So what I wanted to do is I kind of want to preempt it a bit, you know, allow blunted it a little bit by refocusing the attention on the real violence, which is what's pictured over my left shoulder. That's the real clinic violence. But what they're going to come out with, and they do every year, they'll say that clinic violence, violence outside abortion clinics in America have increased. And they'll say, oh, like last year, they said, oh, it's a 20-year high, a 20-year high. It's always a 10-year, a 5-year, 20, 15, you know, year high, 25-year high. So we can expect that they're going to come out. Oh, it's a clinic. They're going to it's a 20-year high again or something like that. And they said last year, because of the election of Donald Trump, that there it was a 20-year high. And the only purpose of all of this, of course, is to whip up opposition. So people like Michelle Davis, who's standing behind you or, you know, interfering in our video this morning and having a good old time, they try to whip up that opposition. They try to put into place so-called buffer zones, which they failed at that Planned Parenthood in Columbus just a couple of years ago. And then they try to pass legislation to so-called these anti-harassment bills, which don't go anywhere anyway because they don't control the legislatures. And if they did, they'd get struck down by the courts. But that's the whole purpose of these national clinic violence surveys, which they're going to be releasing soon. What I wanted to do is talk about the real violence. Gabe, let me ask you this. Other than the violence that's happening inside that abortion mill today, let's go back to Gabe, even though I'm sure Michelle's trying to interrupt. But outside the abortion clinic, or inside, other than the violence that's happening inside the clinic, which we know is happening every single day and happening today, unfortunately, despite the fact that we are there to sidewalk counseling, hopefully we can turn away some of the parents from the abortion clinic to save their children. Despite the brutal murder of babies that's happening over, 1 million a year almost in this country, have you noticed any other kinds of violence there?
No, Mark. Our sidewalk counselors are here, always peaceful, praying, offering help, reaching out to people, just greeting them in the morning.
You mean there's no violence, though? No pro-lifers here being violent today? Because I wanted to check.
No violence. Sure. You can see Adam standing behind me, just trying to offer help to people.
He looks like a real criminal to me. I don't. So do you. I mean, you would think by reading these reports by the National Abortion Federation and the Feminist Majority that this is happening all the time outside these places. But as far as you can tell, it's not happening today.
No, Mark. Like you said, there is violence going on.
So they're wrong on that too, I guess.
Women being lied to and hurt physically, mentally, emotionally through abortion. But other than the women and children hurt and killed by abortion, there's nothing going on here. No violence.
Okay, well, as I figured this National Clinic Violence Survey is a bunch of crap anyway. It's all to gin up opposition to pro-life, peaceful pro-lifers outside these clinics, and therefore, try to raise up these buffer zone laws and these laws that are trying to be passed through legislatures, which generally get struck down if they even be put into place. Well, hey, Gabe, good job. Keep up the great work. Tell our team there to keep up the fight. Keep witnessing and sharing the truth with the women and men going inside. And we'll be praying that we can save a few children today and spare mothers and fathers the harm of abortion. And tell Michelle, thanks for being part of the program, too. She's made it quite interesting. Wow. We'll ask her to come back next time. We'll let her know because it helps the program, actually, when she makes herself look so stupid.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Right. Yeah, Michelle's here. Not willing to dialogue, but here to put as on usual. Your own show, as usual.
All right, Gabe Vance coming to us again live from the Columbus Planned Parenthood here in Columbus, Ohio. And we were, you know, trying to find out if Cecile Richards reported to work today, and she didn't. So, hey, folks, I guess the news is true that she has stepped down from Planned Parenthood. Thank God. She's gone. You know, there was an old song by Bananarama. I'm not going to sing it. I know. If I did that, nobody would watch the program, but it goes like this. Na, 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 na. Uh-oh, see, I got to do it. Hey, 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 goodbye. We use it during football games, basketball games, whenever, when a player gets fouled out or something like that. Well, we ought to be singing that today to Cecile Richard. Goodbye, Cecile. Thank you. Goodbye. We'll see you. I'm glad you're leaving. Victory for the pro-life movement. I know it's not going to be the last we see of her, unfortunately, on the political scene, but she stepped down from Planned Parenthood, and we did confirm that this morning because she didn't show up for work. So what I want to do here, if you would, Mr. Producer, I want to deal with this whole issue of clinic violence, so-called clinic violence, that, you know, this study that's going to come out in the next couple of weeks. And when it does, yours truly, a radio activist, will report on it. But I want to share the real clinic violence. We've already talked about the babies that are killed every single day. 2,900. That's the real clinic violence. We already talked about almost a million children a day killed by abortion. But the real violence that's happening is not to pro-choice advocates, not to abortion clinic workers or abortionists. It's not vandalism. It's none of that stuff. In fact, the pro-life movement is the most peaceful movement, social action movement in American history. There's no doubt, no question that that's true. The only reason why people get away with calling pro-lifers violent is because the media, that's the media narrative. That's the narrative that the media wants. And they are doing all they can to promote abortion. So when they report this stuff, they don't really try to scrutinize it. They just take it, you know, at face value and say, oh, this is what's going on. But we know the truth of the matter. And that is the pro-life movement, peaceful, nonviolent Christians have been at this fight for 45 years. 45 years since 1973. 45 years. And in 45 years, 7 abortionists have died during some kind of event like this. Now, let me explain something here. Every single one of them. Well, first of all, 7's too many. 1's too many. We stand against any type of violence as it's involved with abortion, as we stand against abortion itself as being violent. But when it comes to violence towards abortionists or vandalism, those kinds of things, we have a strong position. And so does the entire movement, that we condemn all abortion-related violence, including the violence done in the womb. But since 1973, there have been 7 abortionists killed. Now, every single one of them was done by a miscreant, by an outlier, by a person that was not part of the movement, was out on the outside of the mainstream, had no affiliation with any organization. A lone person, right? A sole individual that acted alone. So it's not ever been part of the movement together, altogether. Now, of course, there has been some violence, but it's died down a whole lot. In the 1990s was when there was the most of it. But if you compare the pro-life movement to, say, the anti-Vietnam War movement, for an example, or the civil rights movement. I mean, there's absolutely no comparison whatsoever. But, and however, on the other side, if you look at those who support the killing of preborn babies, like the individual that was interrupting our broadcast today at the Planned Parenthood, if you look at those types of individuals who support the killing of babies, It's not a stretch to understand or believe that they also might be violent themselves, right? In fact, Michelle Davis almost ran over a priest, and we caught that on film and released it out on YouTube. She's been caught stealing our signs before on video. But the truth of the matter is they are the violent ones. They are the ones that are using violence to shut down pro-life speech. And if you don't believe me, what I want to do here is give you a little sneak peek, a preview, if you will, of a video that we're going to be releasing in the next couple of weeks, which basically shows how violent those who support abortion are. And this is just violence perpetrated against us and our staff, interns, and volunteers. It's not the violence that happens all across the country. I don't have video of all that. I'm just going to show you video of what's happened to us just in the last year or so as we go about peacefully conducting outreach across the country. So if you would, Mr. Producer, here we're going to give you a sneak peek. You will not be able to find this video right now on our YouTube page because we're going to release it next week. But I want to give you a little peek into it. And this is the true violence that's happening outside of the fact that babies are being killed 2,900 times a day. That's the true clinic violence. That's the report that the National Abortion Federation ought to release. That's the real violence. But beside that, they're violent themselves towards born people, especially pro-life activists and those who work day in, day out with Create Equal. So if you would, let's go ahead and play a couple of a little bit of that video that we're going to be releasing next week. This is a compilation of some of the attacks that we have endured in the last year or so. So go ahead and play that.
You're not touching,
please.
You're not
fucking important enough to define what I do with my goddamn body.
Okay.
All
right. By the way, this is not going to fight. It's okay.
I'm sorry. I forget to warn you guys. There's going to be profanity. I should know. You should know that there will be, because these folks don't know how to speak civilized. They don't know how to have a normal conversation, and they use profanity like every other word. So sorry about that. But go ahead and cue that up. Play that again, if you would, please.
It's okay.
It's so white fucking privileged, racist fucking male that doesn't stand for women's rights. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck dipshit, and get that camera out of my face.
Tara, fuck you.
Ma'am.
Fuck you.
You really don't have to react that way, ma'am. We can have a civil disagreement without you getting violent.
You do not have a right to touch our equipment. Please back away from our equipment.
Your imagery.
Damn.
Oh, this shit.
Hey, sir, we're going to call the police.
Do it.
I'm sorry for your child, sir.
Sir, you're stealing signs from me. Hey, those are my signs.
I'm going to call the goddamn police.
Take my signs.
No.
Take my signs.
Get out of here.
Sir, they're my signs. Do not take them.
Get them out of here. I'm going
to
break.
You have no right to do this.
You're not having an attack. I'm
putting
down your
face. Who the fuck think you are? You think you can take my butt without my permission, motherfucker?
Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit, man. No, you don't. This is fucking bullshit.
All right, let's go ahead and stop it there. That's a little preview of a video we're going to be releasing, which is a compilation of attacks that we have endured in the last year and a half to make the point. Loud and clear, videos don't lie, that we are the ones that are the subject, object of the violence, so-called, related to abortion, let alone the babies that are killed every single day. This is what happens day in, day out across the country and goes unreported almost entirely. These videos, when we release them, the mainstream media yawns at them. But could you imagine a pro-life activist ripping up, tearing up, threatening people outside an abortion clinic, and that'd be caught on film? That would be national news. I mean, be all over the place. Oh, here we go. You know, the pro-life movement is violent. You know, they have a history of violence. It's just this message that they keep, this drumbeat that they continue to put forward about pro-lifers, which is completely untrue, as we all know. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to release this video, and we're going to release it next week, as a kind of preemptive strike to this survey that comes out by the National Abortion Federation, the feminist majority, which of course is going to say that pro-lifers are violent, and they'll point to what they call negative commentary. Even see the things that they point to, of course, who knows whether this stuff happened or not? I mean, they have no way, they have no verification of this stuff at all. They just say it happened, right? But they talk about negative commentary. This is commentary on social media that they consider negative. And they include that in these statistics that they release. And I'm certain that what they'll say is that this is going to be a 10 or 20 or 25, 30 year high or something, which we all know is bogus. I mean, it's the abortion movement is the one reporting the statistics, folks. I think we ought to start our own survey. We ought to start our own survey and survey abortion-related violence regarding the abortion movement itself, and release our own survey every year. Maybe that would be something worthwhile doing. But short of that, obviously, we're going to continue to just basically tell the truth, show the truth. I mean, this is unvarnished truth. We didn't make these videos up. This is what happens day in, day out across the country. The pro-life activists, peaceful pro-lifers who are out at front of clinics and out doing outreach all across the country are being attacked by abortion advocates. And we know that's the truth. We know that's really what's going on. So, folks, I wanted to just bring that up because this survey will be coming out in the next couple of weeks. And just to recap, we all know now, finally, we verified that Planned Parenthood is losing its president and CEO, Cecile Richards. She'll be moving on to some kind of greener pastures, which of course includes killing babies for her. And that's good news for us. It's big news. Big news for us because they're going to have to replace her and she'll be hard to replace. There hasn't been a better child killing advocate than Cecile Richards. I can tell you that in my history in the movement, she has been a formidable foe and now she is stepping down. And I have a belief, understanding in my own mind that this has a lot to do with the investigations that are ongoing regarding Planned Parenthood. And we can thank one person for that, folks. I know, you know, whatever you say about his personal life or his personality or who he is, you know, all that, we can thank Donald Trump. We can thank Donald Trump, our president, who put in Jeff Sessions, who finally got around to investigating Planned Parenthood, where Loretta Lynch refused to do so. And now their Justice Department, I won't go down this rabbit hole, but the Justice Department under Loretta Lynch and Obama are now under serious scrutiny in our nation's capital. We know that they were corrupt from the beginning. So this is all good news, folks. Cecile Richards has resigned for good, and we will continue to be opposing Planned Parenthood and their baby-killing agenda, regardless of who they put in as president of the organization. And be watching next week for the release of this video that shows the increasing violent behavior of pro-abortion advocates against pro-lifers, peaceful pro-lifers like Created Equal. So God bless you. Thanks for being with us on the program today. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net. createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.